Bringing World Cup ski racing back to Vermont last November after almost 40 years was a costly gamble for the Killington Ski Resort. The weather is notoriously fickle, and resort officials admit they lost $1.2 million on the event. But the international exposure was priceless. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, organizers believe decent weather and the momentum from last year will bring even more fans this time around.
Can you believe that we pulled off a World Cup at Killington Resort?
Race officials said the 30,000 spectators that packed Killington last November was a record turnout for a Women's World Cup event. Switzerland's Laura Gut just called it cool.
Usually when we're in the USA, there's not so many people coming in to watch the races, and here it's amazing, so many people, and I was surprised. I feel that people are happy to have us here, so that's cool.
Local businesses and the entire Northeast ski industry were even more thrilled. Patty McGrath, who owns the Inn at Long Trail in Killington, says coming after one of the worst seasons in memory, the timing of last year's race was perfect.
Because we had the World Cup and Killington pulled that off so brilliantly, people knew of that resort's efforts to make sure that they had the best snow available for people no matter what Mother Nature threw at us. And the results were felt for months afterwards.
McGrath, who also chairs the town select board, says local option tax receipts show just how much the event generated for the town. For instance, she says fourth quarter revenues for last year, which included the World Cup, were $9 million higher than the previous years and $6.5 million more than the town's best ever fourth quarter in 2014. And the uptick continued for hotels and restaurants through March. Fred Coriel is co-owner of Peak Performance, a ski shop in Killington.
All through the year, we have skiers who come here and comment that the reason they're here is that they saw the Green Mountains, had never been to Vermont. They saw pictures of it on NBC and decided, I really need to visit this place. It looks pretty cool.
He says it's why town residents voted to contribute $100,000 to help sponsor this year's race.
The ability of this event to be on CNN, New York Times, Wall Street Journal creates an identity for the eastern United States and specifically Killington that we would never be able to do through existing marketing methods.
Killington's marketing director, Rob Megnan, says the number of people exposed to all those stories and broadcasts was unbelievable.
We had 100 million impressions that were driven from this event. I've never seen anything like that in my entire career, and I've been around for quite a while.
An impression is marketing speak for the point at which an ad or story is viewed once by a visitor or displayed once on a web page. While helpful, Megnan says all that exposure was costly. When all the snowmaking, extra staffing, buses, hotel costs, and other logistics were added up, he says Killington spent about $2.4 million on the World Cup last year, only half of which they made back. To help fund this year's race, the state's other ski resorts chipped in $50,000 through the Vermont Ski Areas Association. And Megnan says other sponsors also stepped up to help defray costs. That's helped Killington Resort officials feel more confident about not only hosting this year's race, but next year's as well. Mount Snow's Jamie Storrs calls the investments a no-brainer.
The side effect of Killington being able to have this early race is it shows people that we in the East can make a lot of snow early and can get mountains open. And so I think it definitely helps get more people up into this area, get more people skiing, get more people going out to dinner, get more people spending money at an earlier time than before.
Up on the mountain, Killington Operations Director Jeff Temple drives up to the base of the Superstar Trail. 120 snow guns are cranking to get the slope ready for the world's fastest women skiers. He says the recent cold snap and a lot of 12 to 14-hour days has helped them meet the World Cup course requirements of 18 to 19 inches of hard pack.
We're well above that this year and progressing very well on the training trail or the warm-up trail. So yes, as far as the mountain goes, I would say we're well on our way to being ready for another successful race.
off the slopes. He says they'll have more buses and porta potties this year, as well as additional food trucks and ski industry vendors. Resort officials say the 4,000 seats in the grandstand sold out within hours, but anyone can come free of charge if they don't mind standing. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Killington.